They were called the Bald Knobbers, a group of vigilantes that roamed the Ozarks dispensing justice as they saw fit. The group still exists, but is far different than the renegades from the 1800s. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Tim Mabe says the name of his group has roots in the vigilantes of the Ozarks.
They met on treeless hilltops down in Arkansas. That's where they got the name Bald Knobbers, because they met on Bald Knobs.
While the historical Bald Knobbers took the law into their own hands, Tim's Bald Knobbers are much more civil.
We're no relation to them whatsoever. We're the good Bald Knobbers. But my dad and them played the characters and stuff in the Shepherd of the Hills play back before they even did their show full time. So they just thought they'd just take that name since it was a popular name. And it's been Bald Knobbers ever since.
Tim Mabe's family, Bald Knobbers Show, is the oldest variety show in Branson. Tim's father and uncles began the show in 1959.
They all had their other day jobs and everything, and they just thought there was a bunch of people coming to town, you know, and there was a bunch of fishing and hunting, you know, fox hunting and stuff like that. And they thought that the people, when they come off the lakes, would kind of like to have some entertainment in the evenings.
Today's Bald Knobber shows may seat over 1,500 people. The original venue was a little smaller.
It just started out down on the lakefront down there at Taneycomo, and they just started putting a little show together in City Hall down there. It was in the basement of the City Hall where they'd set up folding chairs and think they could seat as many as 50 people, but they didn't have that many people back then.
If fewer than 10 people came for the show, they asked if they'd be willing to come the next night so they'd have a larger crowd. A lot has changed in Branson in over half a century since they began that first show. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.